That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to The New Next, a podcast that addresses current events and how they will impact the future.
I think that's so weird too, because all that, like, what do they call it? Historical fiction,
mm-hmm.
where it's like a totally different story, right?
Yeah.
And none of it happened. They just set it in a historical thing. Like, I don't really understand how that's a genre when you have so much interesting stuff in history to actually talk about that you could, you know, based on a true story, right?
When I first heard of historical fiction, I was definitely in that camp with like what you're at. I'm a little bit more lenient depending on what the historical fiction provides, because sometimes it provides some interesting gaps. And so you get to hear theory, like you're hearing the theories of like what, and I haven't read this specific one, but like Stonehenge or pyramids or something. And you can, and if they're trying to do it more historically based and not just like aliens, then it's kind of like, okay, cool. What's the theory that builds this gap of why this specific thing happened, or why did the unknowns about Aaron Burr? Like, there's some stuff that historical fiction can at least provide like context of like, okay, this makes sense. Or, if you think about it, almost every JFK assassination theory is historical fiction.
Yeah, that's a good point.
but it's also a thought exercise.
Well, and then any book book based on history is historical fiction in a sense too, because it's only one person's interpretation.
Right. Though I would put one caveat to that. If it's written for the purpose of to inform, then we might find out parts of it were not true.
Yeah, that's true.
Fiction is purposely misleading. And so like a great book that was written a few years ago, and right now they're filming the movie, The Killers of the Flower Moon. I think I said that right.
Yeah. Or
Flowers of the Killer Moon.
Killers of the Flower Moon, I think.
It's written very novel-esque. Once you get past the first chapter, it goes fast. Like, I'm like, oh my goodness. And then you realize like, this is how the FBI got formed. This is what led to some stuff. And I have a feeling, because none of this was documented, there's some historical fiction, due to the dialogue to kind of make the things transition better. But it's not, I don't feel like I would still call it for the most part a nonfiction book. Because it's still driven by the facts, and it's driven by that. So I don't know. I think there's so many quality books out there that it makes me sad that like City of Bones, I'm going to pick on City of Bones. Twilight might be in the same area. 50 Shades of Grey might be in the same area. I haven't read those, so I can't say that, but City of Bones is just horrible writing. And it starts off, I mean, this is literally the very first scene in the first book, a 14-year-old girl is in a bar, a club, that you have to be 21 to enter. Because if you understand New York, you can't go in at 18 like you can in Oklahoma. So you have to be 21.
Hey, I was drinking wine in New York at 16. So things go different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they knew I was underage. They just asked for my ID. We were out at dinner and it's...
At a club?
It was a high-end restaurant.
Yeah, it's not the same thing. Clubs are their purposes.
I mean, I got pretty drunk, so.
And I guess there's also a Cersei, Jaime Lannister issue where two of these non-human things, they are boinking each other, and they're also like 15 or something.
Is it just meant for shock value? It's the Donald Trump of novels?
I don't think it is. I think it's... No, because these were written before Donald Trump was like doing his stuff at the extreme. I think it's just... I mean, it's fan fiction gone to a different level. And I'm not necessarily opposed to fan fiction, which is... I think there's enough great fiction that's written right now. And I'm trying to just get that stuff. But when you see every other list have City of Bones as a book that was a great novel, and then I read it and I'm like, man, I have lesser value for you. And then I'm thinking, and she's the kind of person that we already know that she plagiarizes.
Yeah.
We already know that stuff. So she's going to be the one that uses those chat tools immensely. And it's not going to be better writing. It's just going to be able to put it out quicker.
If you would like to learn more about the New Next podcast, find us at thenewnextpodcast.com, where you can suggest a topic you would like for us to cover. If you enjoyed what you heard, share the podcast, tell a friend about it, or rate us with 5 stars.